65 Truths in the New Testament. Here's just a sampling of the important teachings taught by the Savior and His disciples in the New Testament. Remembering truths taught in Scripture will help us resist temptation. Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 through 11. Come unto Christ, He will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Our thoughts and desires can make us unclean. Matthew chapter 15, verses 10 through 20. The members of the Godhead are three distinct and separate beings. Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Jesus Christ calls apostles and confers His authority upon them. Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. A testimony of Jesus Christ comes through revelation. Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 through 19. Focusing on the Savior will help us overcome our doubts and fears. Matthew chapter 14, verses 27 through 31. Jesus Christ calls upon us to teach all nations, baptizing them. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. The sacrament helps us remember the atonement of Jesus Christ and receive a remission of our sins. Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 28. To receive eternal life, be willing to give up or sacrifice whatever the Lord requires. Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 22. The two great commandments are to love the Lord thy God and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew chapter 22, verses 35 through 40. Marriage, as ordained by God, is a sacred relationship between a man and a woman. Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 through 9. Eternal life is knowing Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. John chapter 17, verse 3. Watching for signs and obeying the commandments will prepare us for the second coming. Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verses 38 through 54. See Matthew chapter 24, verses 32 through 51. John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 7, verses 27 through 28. Everyone is your neighbor. To love your neighbor, be like the Good Samaritan. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Jesus Christ has a resurrected body of flesh and bones. Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 43. The dead will be judged out of those things written in the books, according to their works. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. You show your love of Jesus Christ by keeping His commandments. John chapter 14, verse 15. The Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ. John chapter 8, verses 56 through 58. We must be spiritually reborn to receive eternal life. John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. Subject yourself unto the Father of spirits and live. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9. During the dispensation of the fullness of times, all things from former dispensations will be restored. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. If you do God's will, you will receive a testimony of His doctrine. John chapter 7, verse 17. Jesus Christ has power over death. John chapter 10, verses 17 through 18. Truths from trusted sources and the Scriptures will help us overcome the perils of the last days. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. Respond with compassion when others sin and joy when they repent. Luke chapter 15, verses 3 through 32. By faith, you can endure trials, accomplish miracles, and move toward perfection. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 4 through 9, and 17 through 31. The Lord has called apostles, prophets, and other church leaders so we can have true doctrine and not be deceived. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 14. Repent, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. Under the Father's direction, Jesus Christ is the creator of all things, head of the church, and first to be resurrected. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 19. We are spirit children of our Heavenly Father and can become joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, verses 16 through 18. You can overcome Satan's influences through the Savior's atonement. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Jesus Christ overcame death through his resurrection. John chapter 20, verses 17 through 20. God confers priesthood keys upon his chosen servants to direct his work. Matthew chapter 17, verses 3 through 9. Jesus Christ is in the express image of the Father. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, everyone born on earth will be resurrected. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 22. A falling away, apostasy, was prophesied to come before the second coming. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Prophets foretold the latter-day restoration of the gospel. Acts chapter 3, verses 21 through 24. The fruits of the Spirit include love, joy, peace, and many others. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. Godly sorrow leads us to repent of our sins and receive salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. Understanding you are God's offspring can help you recognize your infinite worth and potential. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. Jesus Christ knows each of us and laid down his life for us. John chapter 10, verses 11 through 15. Faithful acceptance of the Savior's atonement makes salvation possible. Romans chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. To become converted, we must be fully committed to living the gospel. Acts chapter 26, verses 26 through 29. God may change or add to instruction he gives according to his wisdom. Acts chapter 10, verses 28 through 35 and 44 through 48. Our bodies are temples of God where the Spirit can dwell. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. Because of the grace of Jesus Christ, all mankind can be saved through faith in him. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 7 through 10. See also James chapter 2, verses 17 through 18. Baptism is completed when individuals receive the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 19, verses 2 through 6. Serving others will bring us happiness. John chapter 13, verses 12 through 17. Keep the Sabbath day holy by glorifying God and doing good works. Mark chapter 2, verse 23, and chapter 3, verse 6. You can know and understand the things of God only through his Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11, and verse 14. In the Lord's plan, man and woman cannot obtain eternal life without each other. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 11. Prepare for the second coming by being faithful and watchful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Looking to Jesus Christ will give you strength to endure opposition. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 through 4. You can do all things through Christ. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Baptism is a symbol of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 6. The Holy Ghost will guide us to all truth. John chapter 16, verse 13. Priesthood holders must be called of God by revelation through His authorized servants. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 4. There are 3 degrees of glory in the next life. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 40 through 42. Jesus Christ suffered and sorrowed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 34. God gives wisdom to those who ask of Him in faith. James chapter 1, verses 5 through 6. The gospel is preached to those who have died. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 6. We can become perfect like our Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Let your light shine before men. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. End of the article, 65 Truths in the New Testament. Read by Charlene Stewart.